You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, Matt Olson with the big hit last night in the fifth inning to give the Braves a 5-3 lead. I'll be honest with you, the first five innings of that game just kind of looked like one of those nights for the Braves offense, didn't it? It's like a lot of like mediocre at bats, and even Acuna was, I think he struck out a couple times in the first five innings.
Yeah, Montas just had him a little puzzled.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know, maybe tonight, because Strider was mostly good and then got into a bit of trouble in the fourth and then bounced back in the fifth and looked good. But it just kind of felt like one of those nights where they just weren't going to get anything going, and that was that. And then they started walking everybody. And
yeah,
that's one thing that the Mets do, man. They love to walk
people.
Boy,
that one guy that comes in just...
This is his job.
The other day here in Atlanta. Man? Yeah. The other day here in Atlanta, just loading up bases.
Yeah.
Last night. By the way, I thought it was going to be another one of those situations where we're like,
yep,
bases loaded, none out, and you scored one time.
Ozzie Albies with the sack fly, and it was like, at least it was a sack fly. That's where my expectations are for Ozzie
yeah.
right now. At least it was deep enough to score the run from third.
Right. Couple of things on that one. It did. I agree with you. It felt like last night we were going to have to come in and be like, Strider was okay, but if he's going to give up three runs and your offense does that, you just can't win. And I'm glad there's still – we talked about Strider and saving the bullpen for Strider's start. I think we saw that again yesterday.
Luckily, they did.
The pitch count gets up there. But 8 strikeouts, 4 walks, a little bit abnormal for him.
I think he probably would have pitched the sixth inning also had the top of the sixth not taken 40 minutes. Because
right.
The Braves scored all those runs, and you know he probably would have, because he was only at 91 pitches, but he just sit down for all that time. So probably would have gone one more. And
yeah, and if you come out of that 3-3 instead of, what was it, 5-3, maybe that would send him back out there too. I agree with you. It was nice to see some of the clutch hitting.
I think Matt had a big one, obviously.
Thank you.
Well,
Snit?
Here's the other question is, I
don't hear the answer that Snit gave. Just sorry to derail, because it sounded like you were going to make a really important point.
Super important.
Put a pin in it, and we'll
there.
Get back to it. I'm going to make an unimportant point. That audio clip that we just played with Snit, doesn't he sound just like Fricky when he starts it? Just play the first second of it.
It's been really, really good.
There you go. Just kind of
a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Now go on.
I don't care if it's Murphy or Baldwin. I think you're now stuck with Matt Olson in the two hole. I think he's on too good of a heater that you're just not separating him and Acuna right now.
Yeah, I like that.
And maybe Baldwin slides 3 and Riley 4. I don't care how else you manage it. I just don't see Baldwin or Verdugo or whoever else is hit there in the two hole right now. I think Olson coming up to back up Acuna when he failed a couple times last night. That was massively important.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Acuna and how good he's been. Olson very quietly has been very good.
Yep.
I think he has the longest active on base streak in all of Major League Baseball, 24 games.
I thought it was 26, but you might
maybe
be right.
It is. Somewhere in the mid 20s. And then obviously, just like we had talked about yesterday, can we get Acuña up in some of these spots?
Yeah.
He did, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, he actually didn't have a, in terms of putting the bat to the ball, great night last night. Still did get on base twice with two walks.
And had a stolen base, if I recall. Uh-huh. But because it was Olsen there to back him up, the Acuña, I don't want to say failures. Like, guys are allowed to not get it done every single time,
yeah,
right?
Like Ronald Acuña's not
But you and I were talking yesterday. It was just Acuña, and then we have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Olson came into the game yesterday and gave the offense a little hope
that's
when
right.
Acuña let him down.
Yeah, that's right. And it's nice to see him getting those clutch hits again. He is, after a kind of a slow start. He's on pace for another 300 season.
Yeah, and then even Riley later in the game had a big hit, too.
Yep. It was also really nice to see Nick Allen at the bottom of the lineup, and we were just asking for him, Harris,
Verdugo. Loves him
Verdugo.
With blue, doesn't he?
Any of those guys just to provide something. And yeah, I mean, 3-for-4 yesterday. I don't know that he hit any of them hard, but it's all right. He had an RBI as well.
And then he kind of fisted one out there.
Yeah, that's kind of right. his main style of hit. What would you say, Nick? Oh, he's a good defensive player, and then he might fist you one or two a week. And that's kind of what we have to go with.
A lot of singles, 180 feet and in.
The punch and Judy was a term that we used to use as a kid. I don't know if that's... I don't know if there's anything wrong with saying that, but that's what we would call little bloop singles that you would get. Yeah, he's kind of one of those types of hitters. But you know what? If he goes 3-for-4 and gets on base and drives in a run like he did last night, we will take it. My other favorite part of the night was, and this is back-to-back nights where one of my favorite parts of the night was someone getting the best of Juan Soto.
Oh, okay.
Spencer Strider striking out Juan Soto. And I mean, it was, you know, it was on the corner. It was a strike. It was clearly a strike. And Soto kind of diving out of the way and then complaining to the umpire. And then Strider telling him, come on. It was right down the middle. Stop all the theatrics. Fantastic. I like the idea of those two guys developing a little bit of a rivalry.
I like the idea of what's going on in the Mets fandom. Because there was some
By the way, they've lost 10 out of 11 games.
They're in a full panic mode despite being, I don't know, 12 games up?
It's crazy.
10 games up on the wall.
Oh, yeah, that guy. What's that guy's name again? The fat guy that works for Barstool?
Well, he was at it again last night.
Yeah, well, of course he is.
I don't know if you guys saw the video. He was at it again last night.
And we're good.
It's just embarrassing.
Frank the Tank. That's right. We're good, though, right? We don't have to.
No. Okay. No, it's embarrassing. I'd like to think Braves fans, if we were up 10 games, even in the midst of a free fall, wouldn't be panicking
like
that.
Yeah, but I think, though, like...
They can't get it...
It's an act now, right? Like
no, I think they legitimately can't get act collapses out of their head.
Well, and I don't blame them for that because they always do it. Like they're one of the chokiest organizations in sports, and they'll probably do that again this year. I'm not saying the Braves are going to catch them because the Braves dug such a huge hole, but the Braves have beat them 5 times this year. They've already won. When we talk about this 7-game stretch they had against them, they've already won it. They're 5-0.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully they sweep them all the way and go 7-0 in
this
stretch. That would be incredible. But, yeah, like the Braves own the Mets. There's even in years like this where the Braves are very clearly flawed and very clearly frustrating, they own them. They just do.
You want my favorite nugget from yesterday?
Who?
Back-to-back saves.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. After going 31 games without one, you go back to back. Now, I'll say this.
No, we don't have to talk about that part.
I think we do, though, because it wasn't entirely his fault. De Los Santos wasn't great either. Like, De Los Santos left
it's De Los Santos' fault. Yeah. It's not an Iglesias thing.
Well, I mean, Iglesias did also come in and throw fire on it. And then there was second and third, right?
And bro, that tying run coming to the plate.
It's
not great.
And I saw even you tweet about it, and you said, I know what you were thinking. You were thinking it too, Bo. I know you were.
I was not thinking that.
I know you're the most optimistic Iglesias guy out there.
Please no. Please don't tie this game right now.
We were all thinking it because it's happened a million times. It's tough. Who's the pitcher out of the bullpen that makes you feel least queasy currently? Is it Dylan Lee?
Yeah. Honestly, Pierce Dylan Johnson? Dodd's been very good recently.
Yeah.
Dylan Dodd's been great. Uh-huh. Pierce Johnson, Dylan Lee. Pierce has a blow-up game here or there.
Had a couple.
Dylan Lee will here or there. Uh-huh. And same with Dodd. But, like, yeah.
Well, who is it?
The two Dylans and Pierce.
Okay.
It's got to be matchup. It's
all
be,
matchups. Yeah, it's all 100%. Matchups.
Can I let you know what part of the order?
It's Dylan Lee.
Also, how about, you know, not even being able to take Iggy out to face a left-handed Lindor because he has to face three batters.
Right, you had to leave him in. I love that rule, by the way. You know what?
Yeah.
Deal with it.
It definitely helped the Braves when that guy couldn't find the strike zone yesterday.
Yeah, when they had to leave Brazelton or Brazoban or whatever his name is in the game for three batters.
I'm just sitting there like, they can't take him out. They got to watch him walk another guy.
He threw 24 pitches and only 11 of them were strikes. That's insane. He threw 13 balls in 24 pitches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.